T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is OMF on EEI.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it.
Aaron Rodgers is so special. I'm going to go out here on a limb and say it. Regardless of the 6 Super Bowl titles by Brady, there is not a quarterback alive or dead that I would, not a quarterback, period, in NFL history, that I would ever look at and go like this. I don't need Aaron Rodgers. I'd rather have him.
If Aaron Rodgers beats Tom Brady head-to-head, he will have a very strong case that he is the GOAT.
I don't actually think Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback ever. Aaron Rodgers, who has won a Super Bowl, albeit only one, but in terms of checking every box, seems to check them better.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. That's not an opinion. It is an obvious statement of fact. But that said, it doesn't mean he's the best. But Rodgers might well be the best. In fact, I think he is the best I've ever seen.
I swear to God, this is the dumbest argument I think I've ever heard. The GOAT versus the boat. So this is Sky Sports. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers meet for the fourth and possibly final time in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. Are we looking at the greatest of all time versus the best of all time? Aren't they not all in the same? Christian, I'll start with you because you missed the first hour. Go.
I swear to God, I'm listening to Greenberg say this. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you cannot be the greatest of all time and not the best of all time. I mean, this is ESPN just, you know, pathetically trying to, you know, invent an angle for this game. You know, yin versus yang, old versus young, you know, sunny team to cold team. You cannot, it's remarkable the length people will go to just continually try to give Aaron Rodgers something. You know what it is? Because do you guys remember, like four years ago, whenever there was a debate about who was the best quarterback, it was always Aaron Rodgers. Always, always, always. And he's never done anything to prove that he is the best.
He's prettier. Yeah, that's
good.
What it comes down to. He's
good. So is Russell Wilson. They're, you know what? They're good quarterbacks in the league. But at some point in time, your resume has to mean something. So you can't tell me just because you want to find an excuse to pick Aaron Rodgers that you say, oh, no. You know, sure, Brady, you can be the GOAT. He's the boat. He's the best of all time. What are we doing? We're ourselves into a freaking pretzel.
And Greeny was the one, too, that pointed out, because it's like, I wonder if this guy watches his segment back and realizes how stupid he sounds when he says there is no debate that Tom Brady is the GOAT, the greatest of all time, but he is not the best of all time.
Let's play it, Lou. Here's the entire cut, and let's play it, and then you comment on it. Here it is.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. It isn't even close. The fact that he's doing what he's doing at the age of 43 is essentially impossible. To suggest anyone else is the greatest football player of all time instantly disqualifies you from the conversation.
Okay, hold on. Stop right there. Okay, I'm with you. All right. Now, he's the greatest football player of all time. I think maybe people want to debate that. But so far, it's like, okay, we understand what Greeny's saying. He's the greatest of all time. But how can you turn around and continue and start talking about this?
Instantly disqualifies you from the conversation. It can no longer be an opinion. It is an obvious statement of fact. So he's the greatest. But that said, it doesn't mean he's the best. The best has a degree of subjectivity to it that the greatest does not.
No, it doesn't.
But Rodgers might well be the best.
So stupid.
In fact, I think he is the best I've ever seen. This year rekindled that for me.
Come on, get up. Oh, my God. Thank you, Ryan. I mean, really. I mean, come on.
It's, how ridiculous does that sound? He's the greatest of all time, and it's a fact, not even an opinion, but he's not the best.
So he's the greatest.
So what? So what is
that said, it doesn't mean he's the best.
What is Jerry Rice? Like, is Jerry Rice the GOAT, but Moss is the best?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like,
what is
the greatest of all time? That means the best, right? Like, I personally think Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time.
In my eyes,
that makes him the best.
That said, it doesn't mean he's the best
of all time. Like, I don't see the difference between greatest and best.
See, you know, I think here's what it is. First of all, I think that they're doing it because it's today. And I'm not sure it's a marketing scheme, but it's something that they can talk about today. And Aaron Rodgers, we know, for 2020 was the best quarterback in the National Football League. There's no debating it. But I think what they're saying is, they like Aaron Rodgers and the way he plays. It's a prettier game, what he does. So they like it. But it can't be the best. It can be the prettiest. It can be the most artistic. You could sit there and say, I love the way he moves out of the pocket. You could do all of those things. But if he's the best, he's also the greatest.
Okay, so there's, if you were going to give me, like, Battle of the Network Stars version of NFL quarterbacking, and you were judging everybody on, arm strength, accuracy, just moving targets, footwork, whatever, then I would say, all right, this guy is just a really good passer. He's the best quarterback. But unfortunately, there's so many different variables that get included into this stupid equation. And Brady has them. He does not lose them. Once he becomes the greatest of all time, he is the greatest of all time until somebody does more than him. You can't tell me that Joe Montana is a better athlete than Aaron Rodgers. So wait, Joe Montana gets leaped over by everybody now. As before, it was so hard for people to admit that Brady was better than Joe Montana. Now, I've seen pictures and I watched Joe Montana actually play. The dude's not an athlete. He's got chicken legs. His nickname used to be Chicken Legs, okay? He didn't have a super strong arm, but as far as quarterbacking goes, he was the best and the greatest. You can't have one without the other.
So he's the greatest. But that said, it doesn't mean he's the best.
Oh, God. Don't you want to punch him in his face?
No,
right
I think
now?
I think.
I wish
it,
I was
it,
like, I really, wish we like, we were able to slap him
Well, it's what happens
bit.
When a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, and he is a great quarterback, and Greeny went on to say it too, and this year just solidifies it for me. Like, it comes out and has a career year. At age 37.
What about the last 10 years?
That's what I'm saying. So it's like 13th year in the league. It's basically a career year. It was unbelievable. He's going to win MVP. But
there's no
me, if he's the greatest
though,
of all time, then you still felt that way last year. And you still felt that way the year before. Because he hasn't won one in 10 years. So you must have felt the last two or three years, like even last year when you were 13-3. And he went to and he lost to Seattle because he threw two picks and fumbled. Did you think he was the greatest of all time then? Because you can't just come out after one great year and say, nope, that's it.
That's what they're doing. It's the last thing they've seen. And so because of that, they're to anoint him the best, but they can't use the GOAT term because that's already been attached to Tom Brady.
Yeah,
so what they do is they use the best term and think that it's okay. We can have both a greatest a best. You can't have both.
Price is a
boat. You can't have both. You can't
I do
have
think it's
it.
Interesting. It's I do think it's interesting how it's like, the goalpost constantly were moved for Brady.
Absolutely.
Like, they kept moving him because they didn't like the franchise. They didn't like the Patriots. They didn't like Bill. They didn't like the Crafts. I mean, so they constantly, it's like he was punished for it.
Yeah,
so
but
they kept
sitting...
moving. Hold on. But they kept moving the goalpost. With Aaron, it's like they bring the goalpost in. They say, okay, I can easily see this happening. You win two Super Bowls, and you're just as good as Brady. Like, I can easily see that happening. So just because they like him more, he was always supposed to be the second coming, and he was supposed to, knock Brady from his perch and, win all these Super Bowls in Green Bay, but he didn't. So, I mean, if you want to rewrite history and also change the rules and how we judge them to fit your own narrative, fine.
I would say this. He's got to win this game on Sunday, guys, because if anything...
Human
if you,
element variable.
If you, there you go. If you look at Aaron Rodgers over these 13 years, based on the talent that he has that these people keep on talking about,
I like that stat.
He's been an underachiever. He should be better than Tom Brady. He should have been better than Tom Brady 5 or 6 years ago. But I can see it happening, guys. If Rodgers wins this game, and let's say that Rodgers wins it handily, I will guarantee you on Monday, even though Tom Brady has achieved something that is pretty remarkable at age 43 with a brand new team, okay, and he's achieved something special, they're going to knock him down on Monday. Because on Monday, by Monday, Aaron Rodgers will be the greatest quarterback of all time.
You'll
be
the kindled that.
I agree.
For
and,
me.
And, it, and it's what they're doing. They're basically saying that this game, Tom Brady at 43 years old on a new team, versus 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers is going to determine who the greatest of all time is.
It's a joke.
This is like Wiggy last week. Really, saying it's the most important game in Tom Brady's career ever. Like, ever. Last week against the Saints. Now, we're going to put the label greatest of all time, and we're going to base it off this game here? 43-year-old Tom Brady? I think that's stupid. You know, and I think these people sound like idiots. Ah, he's the greatest, but he ain't the best.
I know. It's like potato, potato. It's the same damn thing. It is the same thing. And I don't know what it is. Every time I think about this game, and yes, I have invented my own stat line, okay? You know, baseball does it every year. They invent some stupid stat that makes no sense that no one can understand. War. And I feel like my human element variable fits right in that criteria. Because it is the, how badly am I supposed to win this, Aaron Rodgers? Like, that's a human element variable. Is there so much stress? Is there so much expectation on my shoulders that I play tight, that I force the issue, that
possible.
I feel like this happened to Peyton Manning all the time. All the time. I just remember so many playoff games where there's one specifically, and I feel like we're going to get to it as far as Brady's, the Patriots, Brady's toughest schedule, in the postseason. Thinking, okay, we were playing the Patriots, we were playing the Colts, and everybody was nervous about, a dry field, no snow. Next thing you know, we woke up in the morning, and there was 10 feet of snow, tons and tons of snow. And it was snowy, but then it got to that wet, snow, where it's worse than snow. And it's not raining, it's not snowing, it's a little bit of both, the worst type of condition. Mm. So I do believe that with all is said and done, I feel like Brady has a greater advantage in the human element variable. I think that's a +2.
I guess that's possible because I think if you're using Wiggy's logic.
He's a +2 human element variable.
If you're using Wiggy's logic last week, he should apply it to Aaron Rodgers. Because this week and 2 weeks from now will be the biggest game of Aaron Rodgers' career. Because I think there is a lot on the line. He can't afford to go and lose out again. And maybe you're right, Christian. Maybe he shows up for this game on Sunday and he's really tight. And he throws a couple picks early in the game. That's possible.
There's definitely more pressure on him.
No question.
There is no doubt that there's more pressure on him. He's the MVP. He should win this game. He's got it at home. They want to call him the greatest or they want to call him the best. He's gone one Super Bowl. This is it. And for Brady, it's
house money.
It's gravy.
House money.
I mean, it's gravy.
Yeah.
He's in an NFC title game. He went to New Orleans and won. I know Breeze was beat up, but it's gravy. You're going to go into Rodgers, MVP, team's better than you. And if you lose, okay, but if you win, good God, just can we just shut it with everything?
All right, let's get some reaction here, guys. And at 617-779-7937, does this make any sense to anybody out there? But this is what the media is doing right now. It is the goat versus the boat. Our buddy Michael and Lynn is on the line. He's a Brady rump swab. Go ahead, Michael.
Listen. Brady is going to handle Rodgers on Sunday. Your human element variable,
yes.
His name is Ndamukong Suh, and he's going to get sick on Aaron Rodgers like he did the last time they played a few months ago. Okay. It's going to be the same thing. They're going to put the clamps on them boys, just like they did the New Orleans Saints receivers, and then we're going to see what time it is. It's going to be 37-17. Buccaneers.
Wow.
And it's not about me being a rump swab. It's about me being grateful for what he did for us. He gave us six rings.
Grateful.
And everybody in Tampa Bay, everybody in Tampa Bay is excited about what he's brought down there. And you always got something negative to say about him.
Exactly. I'm always a very negative person.
Yeah, you are.
So, Christian, you're going to listen to Michael from Lynn, is he, or are you going to stick with Paulie?
So he says 37-17. The last time they played, it was 38-10. I don't see that being the case.
Okay.
I like the fact that he was including the human element variable. I do. I don't know how many if it's a plus three for him, but it's a plus two for me.
But he didn't even get. That's why he's a rump swap. He didn't even get to the greatest versus the best. All he did is do the same thing he does.
But
he
picked them to win. Brady's great. 37-17 to show gratitude for what Tom did here.
That's what he just said.
Well, that's kind of like not. I don't think the best way to pick a game.
Probably not.
Huh?
Probably not.
I mean, is there a good way to pick
a
game?
He's a Brady fanboy.
No, I'm just saying, there aren't, you know, but I think you could justify it. But, I mean, just picking him to win in a certain score just because of showing gratitude for what he gave you, I don't really like.
But I think a lot of it, though, is fanboy stuff. So listen to Stephen A. talk about this whole argument about Brady versus Rodgers. Tell me this is not a fanboy speaking.
Aaron Rodgers is so special. I'm going to go out here on a limb and say it. Regardless of the 6 Super Bowl titles by Brady, the 4 by Montana, the 4 by Terry Bradshaw, the 3 by Troy Aikman, the 2 by Peyton and Eli Manning, all of that stuff. There is not a quarterback alive or dead that I would have taken ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to the grave with it.
That's how I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to say it again. Alive or dead.
Yeah, I know.
There is not a quarterback alive that I would. I'm not a quarterback, period.
And it goes on and on.
It's not even close. It's like, and when Paulie was right, it's almost insulting.
It's insulting.
That's the best contender that you can find. So here's what they do. So the champion dominates forever and ever. They bring back some older champion, and they try to make it a marquee fight, and then the older champion just get his ass kicked, you know, because he's not as good. I mean, he's a great quarterback, but I feel like you're almost insulting Aaron Rodgers by forcing him to accept this, you know, this mantle that he hasn't earned. He hasn't earned it. And he should be the first one to tell you, you're rewarded for your accomplishments as a quarterback. That's why Eli Manning gets pushed to the front of the line with his 2 Super Bowls, even though he's not as good as half the quarterbacks in the year he wins the Super Bowl.
Kelly is in Amherst. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good show today, and I'm with you,
we're killing it today.
Totally. I think so. This is really goofy here, trying to say the best and the greatest. Now, I will admit, I'm the opposite of a Tom Brady rump swap. I've been calling up for 10 years saying Brady is just a system guy. Brady stinks. It's all Belichick. This year has obviously proved me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, whether he wins this game or not, obviously the system was Tom Brady's sick. Let him do his thing, right? So I'll make an analogy real quick. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is like, he's like the Oscar De La Hoya of the NFL. Like, everybody wants him to be so great, but at the end of the day, he doesn't make the right decisions. You think back to that Trinidad fight, he spent the second half running away. That's Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't make the right decisions in the clutch. Tom Brady's clutch.
You know what? I actually like that because there is something, and it's been happening with Aaron Rodgers forever. People, like, forcing him to the front of the line, giving him, and he doesn't need it, giving him that edge, and then he lets you down. He gives you one Super Bowl, and then that's it.
Right. That's so maybe you're right.
No, he's great, but Kelly makes a good point. Like, and that's why, you know, and we'll see. I don't know. If Brady wins this week, he goes to the Super Bowl, and it's not with, you know, Bill Belichick. It's not with the system. He walks into a new system. I think there's been enough talk about how, you know, Bruce Arians wasn't like Peyton Manning. He didn't bring Tom Brady's offense. So watching Tom deal with a new system, was it pretty all the time? No. Has it looked better recently? Yes. I think you would count on that, right? The more time he spends. But this is Brady thrown in a different system. And where is he?
See,
he's
in the
NFC title game.
Yeah, but I do think the Brady and Belichick.
13 games they've won.
The Brady and Belichick argument, people will take whatever they can to make their point. So, for an example, if Brady loses this game, and let's say he loses it by a couple touchdowns, you're going to get people on Monday who are sitting there going, see, he can't do it without Belichick, which is foolish, okay? The fact that both of them did it together gave them 9 Super Bowls, appearances, and 6 wins. It's remarkable. I'm not sure that either one of them would have been able to do it individually, but that will be the narrative on Monday.
No matter what,
and you're
Brady
right. The
does,
other way around, it will
saying,
be
like,
that way.
Because the other day I said something about Brady, and you went right to, like, that's not fair to Belichick. But no matter what Brady does here, this isn't about Bill. You know, this isn't about making what Bill looks like. This is
no,
about
people will
Brady.
Make it into that. I no, agree with you.
This is just about Brady. Like, Brady winning with Bill. Now Brady going to Tampa. Brady winning with Arians in a different system with different types of players. It's about him. It's elevating him up even more. This is gravy for him right now.
I'm with you. I'm just telling you that if he loses this game and it doesn't look pretty.
Oh, I don't think
you're
so.
You're going to get the other people saying you can't win without Belichick.
No, if he went 8-8 this year, missed the playoffs, you have people saying that. But the guy's in the NFC title game.
Trust me. You're hearing the best versus the greatest. Come on. You're going to hear that on Monday. Paul's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paulie.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, Paulie. Terrific.
Hey, I want to touch base on something about Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback, but he is not a Tom Brady. And if you look at the trending, like you go on eBay and I want to buy a Aaron Rodgers rookie card, I could get one for pennies and cheap. So, but if you wanted to buy a Tom Brady rookie card on eBay, you're paying an arm and a leg. So what does that tell you? That tells you that the fan base feels that he is not the GOAT, that Aaron Rodgers is not the GOAT, that Tom Brady is.
Okay, I'm not sure the value of their trading card really is the deciding factor. I think we have enough evidence over 20 years and over 13 years to show that Tom Brady has been far more productive than Aaron Rodgers. You might like Rodgers' style, the way he does it. It might be pretty to you, but come on. I mean, I don't think we need the trading card. Dan's in Rhode Island. What do you got, Dan?
Hey, how's you guys doing tonight?
Good.
I just wanted to mention, it seems like everybody kind of up in arms about the boat versus goat thing. And while I do think it's ridiculous, I don't think it's anything new. I just think they're using a different word now. They've been saying Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback versus Brady being the greatest quarterback for years now. It's been a long time.
It's good.
And I feel like nobody was really up in arms about it before. So I'm just wondering why everyone cares so much that they say boat versus talented. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
That is a manufactured debate by some producer who's trying to figure out how they can get some solid minutes of content. That's what it is. And listen, I'll entertain it all day long, but to go all in on the whole boat Rodgers thing, I feel like you lose credibility. I feel like you just look. Well, I feel like you look like you're obviously, have favorites, and you're inventing a term so you can convince people they should be on your side.
Being consistent is tough, like you talked about, right? Exposing people for being the frauds that they are. Sometimes that happens, especially when you talk every single day. I want to take you guys back because there was I'm going to go back in time a little bit.
Take us back.
A couple years ago, 2019,
okay,
February 4th, there was Stephen A. Smith. There was this discussion. And I'm guessing this is right after they won the Super Bowl. Has Tom Brady passed Michael Jordan as the greatest athlete ever? Let me hear it.
In clutch situations, is Tom Brady tantamount to a Michael Jordan, meaning somebody who has the ability and has displayed the ability to close, to finish the job, and get it done? That answer would be yes. He ain't the athlete that Michael Jordan was. Clearly, he's not undefeated in championship competition the way that it is. But on many, many occasions, when Tom Brady has been given the ball with crunch time arriving and an outcome on the line, particularly in the championship, 5 of his 6 Super Bowl championships have come on game-winning drives that Tom Brady himself has orchestrated and finished off. That is like the Michael Jordan of your respective sport. So, no, he's not the better athlete, per se. We're certainly not going to call him the GOAT in that regard. But as it pertains to what he brings to the table, based on his position, mentioning Tom Brady in the same breath as Michael Jordan is warranted. There is not a quarterback alive or dead that I would have taken ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. You know what it is, though? Stephen A. is speaking in the moment. And so the moment right now is... The moment right now is that Aaron Rodgers, this football season,
has been
the best quarterback in the league. He is stretching it out.
Go to hell.
For 13 years. You can't do that. You can take this year. You can't stretch it out. He did the same thing with Brady right
You know
there.
What else?
This is a debate show.
Yeah. You know what else kind of cracks me up is that there's just, you know, there's certain words that, okay, you know, best quarterback, and then it goes to best athlete. Well, when it comes to best, because we all know that Brady is not, you know, a physical specimen. You know, he looks like his chest is concave. He's not very – okay, we've seen his combine photo. But if we're going to sit and really have a debate about the best all-time athlete, I mean, shouldn't we probably start looking at some Olympic athletes and, like, the first five of them would get the first vote? Like, guys who did the decathlon, like Jim Thorpe. Well, go to guys that, like, can do 10 different things instead of just one. Listen, Jim Thorpe would probably say, dude, you play one sport. Like, I ran barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. But I would say this, Christian. We throw the athlete
Jesse
thing
Owens.
At him.
I mean, come on.
We throw
what
the athlete thing at him. We throw the athlete thing at him, and he has zero speed, and he doesn't have great leaping ability.
He's
or whatever.
Not an athlete.
But,
no.
But wait a minute. Hold on. His body is holding up longer than any of all of these great athletes
that
over
a
the
good
years.
Point.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Excellent body holds point. Up.
How is the body holding up if he is not
he's
an
on
athlete?
To something. He's on to something. I mean, there's so many. There's such a.
You
long
can have
list
the greatest
of-
brain and the biggest brain in the world. Okay, like I think you have. On the other hand, if you're 43 and you're chronologically
gotta
that
give some
old,
credit.
You can't do it.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
But,
it's not just brain;
that,
it's body.
Isn't that? Shouldn't that be part of it?
Yes.
Okay, so there's guys that play to their old, and, but they suck. I mean, they're not. They're just keeping the seat warm for some younger guy. And then there's guys that continually play at a high level. Constantly changing the temperature of the room and making guys around them better. To me, that's him. That is him.
Yeah,
if Jordan wanted to play longer, Jordan goes to these other teams and starts winning with them, then okay, let's talk more.
And I think a lot of it is obviously what you see now. And I think what's kind of lost is that we're not watching Brady in his prime right now. We're watching the later years. And by the way, the later years are pretty damn good, like 40 touchdowns. You know what I mean? So, but it's still, it's not like, and so what they're doing is they're judging a 43-year-old Tom Brady, who can still play at a high level that no one's ever seen before at 43 years old, and trying to compare some of these other guys. Like where Brady was 5, 6, 7 years ago, like the first few years when Garoppolo was in New England, playing at MVP-type numbers, MVP-type, I mean, he was just money. Like, I'd say that was kind of like prime Tom Brady. You know, and towards the end of it, but still prime Tom Brady. I feel like now they're still looking at Brady and what they see now and what they see with Rodgers. They're like, see, yeah, Rodgers is better than him, and he always has been. Oh, no, because you're judging him against the later years of Tom Brady right now. That's what they are.
But the debate is for the entire body
I know,
of work.
But when you 20, go off what you see now, this is
right.
what they're judging about.
21 years versus 13 years. The body of work. There's nobody that could make an argument that right now, Tom Brady is better this year than Aaron Rodgers. You'd be a fool to make that argument. There is zero. I take it back. Michael from Lynn would have made that argument. I apologize. But nobody else could make that argument. That's not what it's about. You're right, Lou. They're taking the 43-year-old Tom Brady and they're saying, but now if we look back at the 43-year-old Tom Brady and we extend it over the last 21 years, Rodgers is better. Really? Where are you coming up with that logic? Here's Mike in Framingham. Mike?
Yeah, you know, Christian, you were saying earlier about how the goalposts move with Brady and the other quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the flake gate. Aaron Rodgers admitted that he tampered with the football, and nobody cared. Nobody even batted an eye, but it was like the worst thing in the history of the world with Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, Rodgers said he put more air in it, right?
Yep.
Something like that.
He put more. He made it harder on himself.
Yeah.
But I do like what you were saying. With Brady, they move the goalposts, they change the arguments, and with Rodgers, they sort of move the goalposts in to try to help him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I've never seen
prettier. That's all.
Yeah, it's weird. I've never seen anything like it. Like, he doesn't need your help. It's like he doesn't and Patrick Mahomes is the guy that they should start just championing. I mean,
You missed that. DJ Bean last night with Lou on TV
declared
that Mahomes is the best quarterback of all time.
Hold on. I saw that. I threw my dinner at the screen.
I did too on TV.
Lou, you want some pasta? I'm going to throw it at the screen.
I got to go buy another TV, and I'm going to charge it to DJ Bean because they're just – okay, Is it a hot take, or is it just a you know?
Come back and talk to me in 10 years.
I don't know. It was very premature. Tried to go with it, and I don't know. I wasn't.
Somebody told him.
I don't know how to have the conversation.
Somebody said, you know what? I think you can do this.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you can win. You should go with this and see how Lou reacts. You think? No, you're good. You're good with this. Everybody's talking about.
But the
this.
Argument
Where?
Was who's playing?
What are they talking about?
At their prime, like who plays the position of quarterback better? You know what I mean? And I'm like, well. Okay, he does things that Brady can't do. I'm like, okay, but you have Brady ahead of Rodgers. I would think a guy with your opinion would think Rodgers is better than Brady because he does things that Brady can't, but he didn't. So it was just inconsistent. It was shallow. I don't know.
Hi, I'm DJ.
It wasn't much.
An unbiased person.
I don't know how to do it.
I would say 10 years from now, 10 years from now, we may all come back and sit here and say Mahomes is the best quarterback of all time. I mean, he certainly has the potential to do that. I don't know how you can do it after like 3-4 years.
Lou, are you DJ Beans Bill Belichick? What am I doing?
Are you
DJ Beans Bill Belichick?
No. We got into it last night, but it wasn't, you know, whatever. But no, not normally. Normally, I just play along.
Okay.
I don't blame it on me, Chris.
I play a lot long. I play along a lot more than Bill does.
Here's Al in Everett. Hello, Al. How you doing?
Lou Maloney.
Hey, Al. What's up, dude?
You've been right all along, Lou. Stick to your guns, baby. Oh,
thank you, sir.
Hey, Lou, I've been calling this guy next to you, Glenn Orway, for 30 years, Glenn. 30 years, buddy.
Well,
going
that's
way
your
back to what the good old days when everybody thought it was the quarterback. And I said it was the coach, remember?
Hey, Lou, I think we've already brought this up, Al, but I think what these people that are taking Rodgers' side are telling you is that they think part of the success of Tom Brady was due to Bill Belichick, aren't they?
Yeah, and I've been saying the opposite for 20 years, and I've been getting laughed at, right?
You've
been saying that
for
more because I've been saying that, right? Yeah, you're laughing for 20. The first 10 years, you gave me an award. You gave me a whiny award. They gave me Hall of Fame caller. Remember those days?
Oh, my God. And, the good old
we're
days.
We're taking you back.
The good old days. Oh, my God. Shoot me.
Taking it back, Al.
And, all right, and so, Lou, for the last 20 years, Lou, I've been getting tortured from friends and calling on David Glenn saying, you're crazy.
You said Belichick sucks. He's awful, coach. That's
what you said. Guess what? We're going to find out now. And it's the biggest story in the history of sports. So I don't know why you're glossing over it, Glenn. I don't understand.
So he's got to win
anyway.
On Sunday? Is that what you're telling me? Brady has to win? He hasn't proven what he is already?
Put it this way. Win or lose Sunday, Lou. Al's Cafes is donating dinner next week to you guys. Win or lose in the name of donated.
All right, Al.
Appreciate it, Al.
Thanks, Al.
Al said the same thing for 30 years. Parcells was the greatest coach in the history.
I hate when your high school friends call the show.
It's not my high school friend.
I hate when
he's
like
a caller. He's been a caller for a long time. What are you putting down the callers now?
You're
putting down the callers
prom.
Now. Now you're ripping the callers.
Oh, am I? Yes, I am.
Ripping
Can we please
callers.
Get some better callers?
Oh my!
Blame
God.
It on the call screener.
Oh please! This hour of OMF being brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com. This is
Tom Brady might go. Tom Brady might stay.
This is an important moment for the big fella here because he is trailing by 2 games. We are going to pick the conference championship
games. We'll
reveal
our picks.
We will reveal them coming up next.
Find us on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, it is time for us to actually reveal our picks for the 2 games coming up on Sunday afternoon, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, to be played at the Frozen Tundra at Lambeau Field. And the Kansas City Chiefs playing at home against the upstart Buffalo Bills. I guess you call them the upstart Buffalo Bills,
yeah.
Right?
Good way. They're an upstart.
So who do you want to pick first? Who do you want to throw
I want Glenn to go first.
Okay, I'll go first.
Since you're in the lead, you have to go first.
Yep. Green Bay favored by 3.5 playing at home in this game. Big part of what happened last week was Drew Brees, obviously having all sorts of physical ailments. By the way, did you see his wife coming out and basically
defending him?
Like he had 11 broken ribs? How many ribs do we have? Do you know how many ribs we have?
I think we have 24.
Is that what we have?
Don't quote me on that. But
and 11 of them were broken?
Yeah,
how was he able to show up at the game and even play in the freaking game? How was that possible?
Now, we were questioning his throwing ability and how bad it is. Now you kind of know why.
Yeah.
The guy couldn't grip it and rip it.
So to me, the big factor in that game was the fact that he coughed the ball over, and then Cook made a great, great catch, and what did he do? He dropped the football. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers doing that, guys. I just don't see it happening. The cold weather, it's got to be a factor in this thing. I know Tommy plays in cold weather, but how about the other players? They're used to 60, 70 degrees. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. The boat. I'm going with the boat.
Lou, see, this is why I wish we didn't put our picks in early. Because if we didn't put our picks in early, I would automatically have just taken the
Bucks. That's why you changed the rules so that nobody could do this. And now you want to do what you would change the rules to prevent from happening.
I would like to call for an executive vote before I storm the Capitol. Lou, do you think we should be able to change the rules?
Storm the Capitol.
I'm going to stay out of this. I've been trying to talk about this for a while, and nobody wants to listen. So I'm just going to just pick the games. It is what
it
is.
All right, so
DJ Bean will listen.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I picked the Bucks anyways.
There you go. I figured you would. It was a smart move by you.
I picked the Bucks because I'm going with my heart.
I like it.
With my heart, and that's where I'm going to live. And I really don't have any other reasons then. I feel really, really. I feel Teddy Bruschi-ish when I do this.
So it's the boat versus the goat.
Yeah, I got the goat.
All right.
Good. Look at it this way, Christian. They can always take an eyebrow away. They can never take.
Oh yeah, what an eyebrow, man! I hope you lose for you.
So I'm going to go with the boat myself. I'm going to go with Green Bay. So okay. I think that I don't think they can keep up after what Green Bay did against the number one defense in football. I just don't think. I think Devontae Adams goes for about a buck 80. I don't think they can slow him down. So I'm going Green Bay.
So do you think it's... because I think they might win this thing comfortably. Do you get that feeling?
Who?
What do you think? Close. Green Bay. I think they win it.
I don't... Listen, it's a playoff game. I don't see the I don't see the Tampa Bay Bucks getting blown out. I feel like it's going to be really hard to blow them out. They're too talented. Well, will Green Bay score some points? Sure they will. And I don't think it's going to be a bunch of turnovers. And I do think Brady can still play in the snow and play in the cold. He's not going to throw it deep anyway. So, yeah, he does throw it deep.
He throws
what are
they
going to do about that? Nobody throws it deep more than they do.
At 20 plus
that's
going to
be a problem. Throw it high.
All right,
throw it high.
Let Lou and Glenn have Green Bay, Christian, Tampa.
Yep.
All right,
Glenn, you're up again first, buddy.
Oh, so I'm up against first?
Yeah,
you're the
leader.
We moved the goalpost here. We changed all this. The one thing that concerns me, and I said it earlier in the program with Lombardi, was Mahomes' toe. I'm not worried about the concussion or he got choked out and he had, you know, neck problem or whatever. That, to me, will be fine in a week, but is that toe going to be fine? And to me, the key against the Buffalo Bills is you must run the football. And who's better at that position than, well, maybe Lamar Jackson, but Mahomes is really good at opening up that passing game because he can run the football. As worried as I am, I think that line is tiny. I thought it was going to be 5 or 6 guys. So with the 3 points, I will take the Kansas City Chiefs to advance to the Super Bowl, win the game, and cover the 3.
Oh. The line is really kind of screwing with me.
I'm telling you, I thought the line would be more than that, especially with the uncertainty of Mahomes.
So when you saw last week's game with the Cleveland Browns and you saw – you know, the Chiefs just opened up a can of whoop-ass so quick. And the game should have been a blowout. It should have been a blowout. But you had one really bad call by the refs. Or, you know, you could saw the player with the, you know, touchback. But the Cleveland Browns kept it close because freaking Patrick Mahomes gets knocked out of the game. You know what? Screw
it. They can run
the football.
Screw you.
Yeah. Screw your stupid mustache. Screw his head of lettuce. I got the Bills.
Bills!
Screw them both.
Smart move by you.
Screw them both. I am all in. I am like, my chips are in the middle of the table. It's all or nothing,
Lou. I will say this. If it were 5 or 6, I think I'd have a problem. I think I might have to look at Buffalo at 5 or 6.
See, I knew you guys were going to do this, so I had to go opposite. That's my only way back in.
So we're all
going to pick the same team?
No, I thought you were going. I thought you were going Kansas City because I took Buffalo. Buffalo. Here's the thing. I'm just worried about Mahomes. You're talking about this thing on Friday. I think he's going to play. The foot, the head, the chokeholds. I don't know. They haven't covered in 8, 9 weeks. Bills Mafia, Buffalo, Josh Allen, Diggs. I think they win this football game. John Brown
Buffalo
has a big game.
It?
Dawson
outright?
Knox has a big game.
Wow.
I think the Bills win it. I think the Bills win it. I think the 3.5. I think they can win it.
Yeah,
so I'll take them.
I will tell you this, and I agree that, it's been 8 or 9 weeks since they've covered. And by the way, I did like Cleveland last week to cover. Did like Cleveland to cover last week. But the three, Lou, aren't you surprised at the three? That number, that low number?
It is. It's low. They haven't covered in 8 weeks.
I don't know.
I just expect them to win every single week. And they don't cover.
They win.
They
don't cover. You're right. All right, so I like
I feel good about this
Green Bay. Lou likes Green Bay. The big fellow likes Tampa Bay. Christian likes Buffalo. Lou likes Buffalo. And I will take Kansas City and give up
so
the,
I basically
3 points. Three.
This week, this week I went opposite of Paulie.
Yes. Are you going with that? Is that the routine?
That's basically the routine.
Okay. Green Bay, Buffalo.
And then watch them be right.
You got Tampa, Buffalo. Glenn's got the chalk. Kansas City, Green Bay.
All right, so let's go on this. We threw this out earlier, Christian, because Ben Volen wrote this today. If Tom Brady goes and wins the Super Bowl, this will be the toughest path he has ever had, because you look at the quarterbacks he had to face. Drew Brees, even though he had all sorts of physical ailments last week, it's still Drew Brees. And then you get Rodgers this week, and you get Mahomes next week. And by the way, all four games that they would have played, all out on the road.
Make it Josh Allen.
Okay, so here's my thing on this, and I can't believe nobody has brought this up yet. The toughest stretch ever for Tom Brady that I don't think any quarterback has ever had to do was back in 2003 when the New England Patriots had to go through not just one MVP at quarterback, but had to go through two MVPs at the quarterback position. Steve McNair and Peyton Manning were co-MVPs that year, and the Patriots had to beat them both, and they did beat them both. There's not another quarterback in another year that has had that type of challenge. You want to call Drew Brees like a challenge? Fine. He had 20 million broken ribs, and he wasn't the MVP. But Aaron Rodgers, sure, I'll give you one out of the two. But back in 2003, the toughest challenge ever. I'm talking ever. And then you throw the elements into it with that really cold game against Tennessee, and it ain't going to be that cold up in Green Bay. That's the toughest stretch he's ever had to go
through. Okay, and I disagree with it, and I'll tell you why. Because he only had to play three games, and he didn't have to play four. All three games, the two games were played at home.
Are we counting the Washington football game?
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, the two games were played at home, and then he got Jake DeLone.
Oh, come on.
He got Jake DeLone.
Stop Taylor Heineke. You want to throw him in the great quarterback?
Taylor
Heineke could end up being like a Pro Bowl.
And you played on the road.
I'm not even talking about the Super Bowl. I just thought we were talking about just the playoff games.
No, we're talking about the whole run. Your whole pass.
So if
season.
He could get Josh Allen.
So Ben Volen has that 2003 as number 8 on his list.
Oh, my God. Who's 2?
That's what he's got, the 8th toughest list.
Stupid.
Yes.
That is insane.
2004, he's got number 1 right now. Manning at home, Roethlisberger on the road, Donovan McNabb in the Super Bowl. He's got number 2 is 2018 with Rivers at home, Mahomes on the road, Jared Goff in the Super Bowl. Then he's got 2006 you've got Chad Pennington, Philip Rivers at Philip Rivers, and then Peyton Manning. In 2006, they lost. So that was a tough
road,
and they ended up losing.
How are we going to ignore two?
No, it's a good one.
Two MVPs. Usually one is enough to kill you.
Yeah,
they were co MVPs, most valuable player in the league.
You're right.
I don't understand how that could be so far.
I think I'm guessing that he's just basing it off of Jake DeLome in the Super Bowl.
He brings the average down.
Right. I'm just saying because you look at the other one. And, Donovan McNabb in the Super Bowl. I think he regards him better than Jake DeLome did. But, he was in.
I think that carries a lot of weight.
Yeah,
I
Super think the Bowl quarterback MVPs, he went up against.
Two MVPs. It's like going back-to-back against Cam Newton, his Super Bowl year, Matt Ryan. You name it. Any MVP, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, you name it. Back-to-back weeks having to prep for those guys. And two distinctly different styles, too. With the weather as an element factor?
Well, there's one more factor in this, is that road games this year are not like real road games.
Excellent
okay, you're
point,
not playing
Glenn.
Before big, huge crowds. It is difficult to win games on the road.
Yeah.
We know that every year, what would we be hoping for? The Patriots would get home games, and all would be home games, because we knew on the road it was much more difficult. It's not that difficult right now to play on the road.
And it kind of... Denver was the perfect example, right?
Yeah.
Like
you
playing
play him at home.
Yeah, Denver defensively, Von Miller, edge rushers in Denver.
Yep.
Whatever, false starts, all those things, getting off the line quicker. So it was making sure you got home field advantage so a team like Denver couldn't, take advantage of what they have, right, which is what their strength of their team was. So, yeah, it was a lot more important. This year, I mean, you're going to go to Green Bay. There's going to be, 8,000 people there? It's just not going to be the same. You're going into playing in New Orleans, right? The place isn't packed, and you can actually hear yourself. It's just not the same. I'm not saying it's not difficult because of the quarterbacks. If it's Rodgers, if it's Mahomes, it'll be extremely difficult. But I'm with you, though. Two MVPs, but he must be downgrading it because of Del Omen in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like, one MVP gives you, is worth a lot. Two, back-to-back, I feel like it almost trumps Del Home. Even though Del Home, he played really good in that
he
game.
He did. That was a bizarre game.
In the first half, and then next it was like an explosion of points.
You guys stopped getting their plays.
Well, the kicker killed them in the end.
True.
It was the kicker that
kicking
killed
it them. Out of bounds.
Yeah, right. That was by the way, talking about crowds, did you see where they're going to have 22,000 at the Super Bowl in Tampa? They're going to have 22,000. Remember the suggestion, and the commissioner liked the idea of putting all of the healthcare workers
giving them for free.
Well, he is, but it's only like 7,000 or 7,500.
I mean, that's because, a lot compared to it's the Super Bowl and there's only 22,000 seats. You're giving 7,000 seats away.
Yeah,
I think that's a lot.
So, what do you think they're charging for those other seats that they're like the 14,000 or whatever?
I mean, out of those 22,000, you have each team is awarded a certain amount of tickets. So maybe they're taking some of those tickets away from the family and friends, because usually you can get up to 15 tickets.
Oh, that's not happening. I don't think this year.
I don't think they have to. Probably get four.
We know they have to pay for it somewhere, and you've got your big, huge sponsors, and you've got your networks who are all pissed off because they probably got screwed this year. Okay, so they're sitting there asking for something, and somebody's
got to
pay
for it. Are we having a halftime show?
Yes.
Where all the kids run out to the field and not doing that.
The weekend. You haven't seen the commercial?
Yeah, but no kids are going to be running out, right, like they usually do?
Probably not.
Kids run out?
Probably not.
Well, if they do, they'll wear
masks. They'll be in trouble.
So typical. That's why I feel even better about Buffalo. It's got to be the one Super Bowl for Bills Mafia that they can't all go to.
Oh, my God. Right? Wouldn't that be a killer?
I mean, really.
Wouldn't that be a killer if Buffalo gets to the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
And the
Buffalo
fans can't go.
They can't go? I mean, some will be able to go, I'm sure, but not, like it normally would be able to.
But because we know how this works, and that is that if a franchise hasn't gone there in a long, long time, those tickets are in huge demand because those fans want to go. And then if you've been there a lot of times, like the Patriots have,
right,
the tickets, the prices drop down because Patriot fans are sitting, I already did that Super
right.
Bowl thing. It's worn out. This, you're right, Lou. For Buffalo, this is a big, huge deal.
Oh, this should be everything.
And they won't
for
be
those
able
sick bastards.
To go.
Yeah.
Wow. This hour of OMF brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com. Speaking of the English language, it's hard for many of us. Chuck Schumer had a little problem speaking today in Congress. We've got it for you coming up next.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. We've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. The car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. So I guess when you're on the floor of the Senate and you're trying to push another impeachment out there, you probably should have the lingo down right. Because if you mess it up, then people are going to think that you're not necessarily going for impeachment. You're going for something else. This is Senator Chuck Schumer today.
But make no mistake, there will be a trial. And when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Didn't they already do that when NBC got the video with him in the bus? Didn't they already do that the first time around?
That's 2020 and it's 2021.
Incited the erection.
Can I ask you a question?
Against the United States.
Like now that Biden's president, Are they still trying to impeach Trump?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's out. No, this impeachment is in full.
It's just like the whole time. It's like it's about symbolism, right? Because it never really made sense with like a week to go.
Well, it doesn't.
Because they tried to sell it off as like we got to get rid of him quick before he does more damage. But now that he's out, why are we wasting time and probably a lot of money to impeach a guy that's out just because do you want to be able to say it in history?
Yeah, and they want to be able to stay focused on something that has worked for them, and that is beating up Donald Trump as opposed to moving the country ahead and doing some positive stuff.
And as you know, numbers are very sort of pro-liberal.
They are. They're very pro-liberal.
That may be one of my favorite ones because when you watch the video of him, it happens to all of us. You kind of go down this path and then you just can't catch up to yourself. And then, the words get mumbled and jumbled. But that may be one of my favorites.
That's a great one.
He incited the erection.
That's a great one.
Shame on you, Donald Trump.
They brought in Tyron Matthew. Matthew.
Hi, Mutt.
It happens to the best of us, Mutt.
Hi, Mutt.
Listen, people pay good money to have their erections incited.
Exactly.
All the time.
There you go.
All the time. So what do I need to root for to have Ordway's mustache shaved off? Or is that can that not happen?
I don't think it happened this week.
Damn it.
No, it can't?
I don't think so.
I got to go 2-0. He's got to go 0-2.
And you'd be tied.
Possibly. And we'd be tied.
And if that happens, I'd be 1-1. If that happens, we're all tied, I think.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be great. If we can somehow set it up, we guys are all tied going to the Super Bowl. Oh, that'd be great.
Fourier's going to be wagering body parts at that point.
Insurance.
You don't have enough eyebrows for the insurance.
Of course, it could be over if Glenn goes 2-0. It could be.
The insurance thing is not working for you. The insurance?
Nobody's letting me buy insurance.
No, we're not allowing you to buy insurance. Will you let him buy insurance? He's looking for
no insurance. No. Either way, we all win. If someone shaves something on this show, we all win. He's begging Lombardi for picks. Mike, please give me picks because your other Bisson guy screwed me last week. I need picks.
Neither one of them were.
By the way, don't you laugh at him. He's the worst gambler in the world. When you look at him trying to figure this all out, he's the worst.
Well, once this thing opens up, we'll go to the casino. We'll have fun sometime in 2026. Meanwhile, tonight's show loaded up, including Ross Tucker, who's on the call on Sunday for Chiefs and Bills, and he was a teammate of Dan Campbell this year with the Lions. So a lot of football tonight, boys. Great show. Have a good weekend.
Struggle with erectile dysfunction.
He was a teammate of everybody. He played so
If you missed any of today's show, don't forget you can listen on demand at the freeradio.com app. Just text APP to 37937. Stay tuned. Mutt at night. Enjoy the games this weekend, fellas. And by the way, if you're out driving around on Sunday, you can catch them on WEEI. You might miss a little TV, but you can just listen to the radio at EEI. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock. It'll be Patriots Monday, right? Buccaneers Monday. Is it time to walk away? I done.